We read the statements and utterances coming from former Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, ex-Minister Naledi Pandor. No motivation, but well, essentially the ANC have brought about their own undoing and they continue to do that. So here's a quote from ex-Minister Naledi Pandor, and I would like you to engage with us here. What do you make of these statements? She delivered a memorial lecture in honor of Gertrude Schoppe, former ANC youth, ANC Women's League leader. And Minister Pandor stated, people regard the ANC now with horror and shame. Strong statements. Very strong. Dr. Ibrahim Harvey online, political analyst. Dr. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Thank you, man. Good to be with you.
Always good to have you on, sir. Very strong statements coming from Dr. Naledi Pandor. But it's the truth, Dr. Harvey, sadly. It is the truth. The ANC, a shadow of what it was before.
Yes, but also very interesting, you know, that, I mean, she's never uttered such remarks before. But I think it's becoming so glaringly obvious, you know, the Social Research Foundation, I see in the latest poll, if they had elections now, the ANC would be down to around 30%. So, you know, it's like I've anticipated so many times, the ANC is going to increasingly, I think, lose, and they definitely are not hiding for next year's local government elections. But, you know, this is going to do a bit of damage to the ANC. You know, she's a senior ANC leader. I do, however, think she's very confused about the notion of renewal. You know, they've been talking about renewal since Stellenbosch Conference of 2002. That is 23 years ago, and in inverse proportion to that emphasis, things have got worse, and corruption and incompetence, etc. So I don't know what to understand. It's almost like the ANC has deviated from the path of renewal, when in fact the ANC has never spelled out in unambiguous, very clear terms what exactly the renewal amounts to. And when you renew, you actually want to go back to what you were before, you know, you departed. You know, it's very confusing because they've never spelled out very clearly. But it's going to have an impact, I think. You know, it's 15 months away from the local government elections. But she's had the courage, you know, to use the occasion of the Gertrude Schoppe lecture, you know, to voice these sentiments. And it's brave because not many people in the ANC do that, you know. But I think she's just echoing public sentiment out there at the bottom. You know, you can see the ANC lost the elections last year, you know, that she's echoing the growing sentiment. It's an anti-ANC sentiment, however you look at it. You know, it doesn't bode well for the ANC in the future, certainly, and I think they're going to go down in the 2026 local government elections, you know.
Now, Dr. Harvey, a couple of days ago, ANC members Malusi Gigaba, he also has a very checkered, colourful past, lots of skeletons in the closet. But he came out saying, yeah, 2017, 2018, the ANC bought votes. We must stop doing that. If we are not going to resurrect ourselves properly, we are going to lose wholesale plenty of municipalities. And then our embattled Minister of Police also saying that the ANC needs to focus pretty much on trying to turn things around. But is it a little bit all too late, Dr. Harvey?
Yeah, no, that's the thing, you know, which I've been expressing in this News 24 columns repeatedly for well over a year. I think it's too late, honestly. And, you know, while I penned a piece for the Sunday Times favoring, supporting Zilla for Joburg, you know, I even think that, honestly, you know, I'm from Johannesburg. It's so terrible. It's so devastatingly bad in Joburg that I don't know if it might even be too late for Zilla, if she wins the mayorship of Joburg, to turn it around. I'm from Joburg, and I'm telling you, it's the worst infrastructural crisis in the entire history since Joburg was formed in October 1886. Sure. So that is how bad. And, well, you know, I think what Pandor has just expressed, you know, and I think it's brave of her to do that. And then you see what statements came out last week that you referred to. But it's a growing feeling, I think, of alienation from the ANC. And, you know, that they're really on a growing rapid decline politically. And we'll see what happens in next year's elections. But I think it's in anticipation, really, of probable defeat for the ANC in the 2026. And you can see these coming out of the woodwork and the leading figures, you know, actually speaking out now in public, which was not so boldly done before. But I think they're doing it because it's clear, you know, it's clear you can see the ANC is in very serious crisis at the moment. They're in deep, deep trouble. And I think really, in answer to your, responding to your question, I think it's gone a bit too far. Just like I think Joburg has, you know, been crisis-ridden for too long for a fundamental departure. I think without the ANC, who knows, you know, what can happen, but you can see what's happening with the GNU. So much will depend on the outcome of next year's local government elections. But until then, whether the ANC can change course, I doubt it very much, you know.
So, Dr. Harvey, she was also quoted as saying, let's not pretend about it. It is possible, comrades, for us to restore our lost glory. And we have indeed lost our glory. Now, if one looks at what the ANC achieved, they were literally rock bottom after the general elections last year, 40%. Downward spiral has become so prodigious. They were forced into a GNU or coalition with the DA. And then on the inside, Dr. Harvey, the arguments are that that 40% is literally on a knife edge, split between a deputy president, Paul Mashatile faction, and a president, Cyril Ramaphosa faction. Could there be truth in that?
Yeah, well, the ANC is stricken with factionalism for many years. You know, I think it's just getting worse. And quite honestly, I don't want to use this public platform, but, you know, I mean, it's very indicative of the crisis in the ANC that, you know, Mashatile is the deputy president. Honestly, I'm from Joburg, and I don't want to use this platform to go into that now. And you can see how the DA wanted to take him to court last year. The DA's changed, you know, with a lot of things. They pulled their foot off the pedal with the Palapala thing. They were very big on it, and this also, and you know, with the GNU, they've seemed to have pulled their foot off the pedal. But on the whole, honestly, you know, I think it's just a bit. I wish it wasn't, because I know a lot of the ANC leaders personally, you know, and I wish them well. But I think, objectively speaking, there's so much massive corruption, incompetence, and a mess that has happened with ANC rule that I think it's gone a bit too far now. And that even these sentiments that you can see being echoed now by, you know, Pando and others about the ANC, you know, having diverted, you know, I think it's indeed, putting it rather mildly, I think really there's been, you know, if I had the time, I could explain it. I think a very serious betrayal. I think the ANC has betrayed its historical constituency, the black working class. That's where the ANC comes from. You know, that is the biggest problem. And that's why they lost. Don't forget, the ANC didn't just lose last year. You must go and see what happened to the ANC in 2016 and 2021 local government elections. They lost the powerhouse of production, nerve center of the economy, Gauteng, Ekurhuleni, Tshwane, and Joburg. Both successive local government elections, people don't talk about that. They talk about last year's 2024, before that. So there's been a downward spiral. And really, I think it's an unstoppable spiral. I think it will show itself in next year's local government elections too. And maybe these leaders are anticipating this, and they're hoping this talk more bluntly about where the ANC is will help the ANC to do something about it, you know, before the 2026. I just doubt it very much.
Ominous signs indeed. Dr. Ibrahim Harvey, political analyst, as always. Jazakallah, thanks so much for joining us on PM Drive this
Pleasure,
Monday.
Pleasure. Thanks. Thank you. Bye.